It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. Paul Williams and his little band, a thing called Blues at Daybreak, from December 1949. Paul Williams played both alto and baritone, and I believe that he was there on the baritone, and it was Fred, let me take, play disc jockey, take another quick, Fred Jackson may have been blowing the alto on that one. Again, that's from December 1949, Blues at Daybreak, and it gets us started on hour number two of this week. On our program, I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and these are film performance soundtracks, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, along with Lucky Millinder and the Big Band.
Thank you. precious word. I'm going to do some chirping, and I ain't no bird. There's a reason for living, a reason for dying. There's a darn good reason why a woman starts crying. A reason for a mole, a reason for a dimple, but there ain't no reason why a man so simple. To be brilliant, a way to be a fool. There's a way to get to heaven, observe the golden rule. A way to get a sweetheart, a way to get a wife. And the day you quit me, brother, that's the way you lose your life.
Yeah!
A reason for a dance, a reason to sing, but there ain't no reason why a band can't swing.
I can understand the birds, and I can understand the bees. I can even understand why a rat eats cheese.
Well, I can understand my dog.
I can understand your cat.
Well, fill me full of rhythm. Can you understand that?
Yes. Shout, sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout, sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout, sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. ancient history. Nature made man out of monkey, according to ancient history. But it took a beautiful woman to make a monkey out of me. She'll give you a little sweet talk and a great big hug and squeeze. Yes, she'll give you a little sweet talk and a great big hug and squeeze. And before you know it, that woman will help you climb in trees. Samson, he was the strongest man. Yes, you take Samson, he was the strongest man. But Delilah made him shave his head as clean as his hand. Ancient history, so it was told to me. It took a thousand years for nature to make a man out of monkey, but it took a very short time for a woman to make a monkey out of man. You don't need a map of the world or a blueprint to understand.
Said to Peter Blue. Here's what Bosco Shorty said to Peter Blue. Since you took my money, I've got it in for you. I gamble from the Pacific to the Mediterranean Sea. I gamble from the Pacific to the Mediterranean Sea. Still you tried to put down those 6-8 flats on me. You used your crooked dice, and I don't go for that. You used your crooked dice, and I don't go for that. If you want to go on living, don't be here when I come back. When Shorty came back, these are the words he said. When Shorty came back, these are the words he said. Fix your business with the good Lord, for in a few minutes you'll be dead. Peter Blue said, Shorty, how can you take my life? Peter Blue said, Shorty, how can you take my life? I've got 3 little children and a poor little helpless wife. Shorty said to Peter Blue, I know you've got a cute little girl. Shorty said to Peter Blue, I know you've got a cute little girl. If you want to meet your family, you'll have to meet them in the other world. He shot poor Peter Blue just like he would a dog. He fell down on the ground and ate grass like a hog. He shot him once in the head and twice in his side. Then Boxcar Shorty stood there till he died. So Boxcar Shorty said to Peter Blue, "You took my money, now I'm square with you." Then the law fell in and took Boxcar Shorty away. Then the law fell in, took Boxcar Shorty away. That just go to show you, if you gamble, you got to pay. My friend Peter Blue. It wasn't gambling that caused me to kill my friend Peter Blue. If you caught your best friend with your wife, you'd do the same thing too. When they strapped on the lie detector, the needle kept going up and down. When they strapped on the lie detector, the needle kept going up and down. Then they knew I was lying when I first sat down. So I spoke to my conscience and asked, what should I do? Yes, I spoke to my conscience and asked, what should I do? My conscience told me I'd plead guilty if I were you. So I stood up on my feet and raised up my right hand. So I stood up on my feet and raised up my right hand. I said, "Judge, I'm confessing, I shot my woman's man." So the prosecutor asked me, "Shorty, why did you kill that man?" Yes, the prosecutor asked me, "Shorty, why did you kill that man?" I said, "If you've never been in love, then you wouldn't understand. When I signed my confession, this is what I wrote. When I signed my confession, this is what I wrote. That I'm throwing myself on the mercy of the court. When the jury found me guilty, my woman's eyes was full of tears. When the jury found me guilty, my woman's eyes was full of tears. The verdict was manslaughter. I got from 1 to 20 years. Baby, 1 year ain't no sentence, and 20 years ain't no time. Baby, 1 year ain't no sentence, and 20 years ain't no time. And if life lasts, I'll see you when I serve my time."
Hey, there's Cousin Joe out of New Orleans. We started the set with Three Sides by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She was the vocalist in front of Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. These were soundy soundtracks. Those were jukebox movies, and they each ran about 2.5 to 3 minutes long. They were from 1941. First, we had Four or Five Times. We also had Shout, Sister, Shout. And we had Sister Rosetta Tharpe with The Lonesome Road. Now, I believe that she recorded each one of these in a recording studio, a separate version, but these were particularly for the Soundies Corporation, and they were the jukebox movies. After Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Cousin Joe out of New Orleans, first Evolution Blues from July 1947, we also had Boxcar Shorty and Peter Blue. That was from July 1947, and it was Sammy Price piano, Danny Barker guitar, Kenny Clark, the bop drummer, there on the drum set. After Boxcar Shorty and Peter Blue, there was a follow-up from November 1947 called Boxcar Shorty's Confession. This time it was Sammy Price on piano, Billy Butler, who later found fame with Bill Doggett in the band on guitar. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And up next, we've got Maybelle Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Paul Williams on the baritone there, his little band, thing called the Gabardine Groove from December 1951, rounds out the set. We started with Maybelle Scott and Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train from May of 1951. Then Sonny Parker, who put in a stint as the vocalist with Lionel Hampton in the band, but this was the house band over at the Peacock label. And She Set My Soul on Fire from the year 1952. That brought us around to Paul Williams. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Let's change the pace. Go back for some recordings that were done before World War II, pre-war recordings. And just to cleanse the palate here, let's go back. This is Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Classic recording, Sloppy Drunk Blues. Their version was done in September of 1930. They were not the first ones to make this record. Lucille Bogan did the original Sloppy Drunk recording, exact same tune. Let's check it out.
I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. And another half a bite, mama will see me go. I love my moonshine whiskey better than it really loves a man. I love my moonshine whiskey better than a chili dog of man. You can take your Benny Bob, give me my cool kind can. Be sloppy drunk, sitting in the can. I'd rather be sloppy drunk, sitting in the can, than to be out in the street, running from the man. Bring me another two-bit pipe. Another two-bit pack. Cause I got my habits on, and I'm gonna wreck this guy. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. Sloppy drunk mama, sleeping all by myself.
Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell and Sloppy Drunk from September of 1931. Time now for our Ethel Waters session. If you've been listening on a regular basis, we've taken a mission to present all of the studio recordings that Ethel Waters did from the very beginning of her career in 1921 up to the time of the World War II recording ban, which was 1941. So we had 20 years worth of her records. Don't think we're missing anything. And this morning, we have the 32nd session in her career. It was held August 21st of 1928, and it's actually, if you like Ethel, this is a great session because it teams her with stride pianist James P. Johnson. There are four sides here. One of my favorites, Lonesome Swallow. Then Guess Who's in Town, My Handyman, and Do What You Did Last Night. It's Ethel Waters and James P. Johnson on piano.
Poor little lonesome swallow, up in the treetop high. Poor little lonesome swallow, I hear your lonely sigh. You miss your nest where life is best, and so do I. Lonesome swallow, lonesome swallow, I know you're blue. Lonesome swallow, lonesome swallow, I'm lonesome too. If you'll spread your wings and fly, you can lead me back to my home. Well,
dab 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 dab.
Wah 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 wah. Dab dab dab. Na na na. Da 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 wah wah. Nya 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 nya. Oh, guess who's in town? And he's the main attraction, nobody but that man of mine. Guess who's in town and giving me plenty action, nobody but that man of mine. Listen to this, we've got a date at 7, and from his first kiss, I'm gonna keep him busy till 11. If you're speaking of bliss, who's got the key to heaven? Nobody but that man of mine. Sound boy and how? I'm his brown skin Venus. We've made a vow that the devil himself can't come between us. We don't care now. Tell all the world you've seen us. Nobody but that man of mine. Whoever said a good man was hard to find? Positively, absolutely, sure was blind. I found the best that ever was. Here's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man, such a handy man. He threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man, such a handy man. Don't care if you believe or not, he sure is good to have around. Why, when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see his new starter that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handy man. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man, such a handy man. He's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from it. He's such a handy man. Never has a single thing to say while he's working hard. I wish that you could see the way he handles my front yard. My ice don't get a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that old fresh piece every day. Oh, that man sure is such a handy man. Always snooping around. Everything you do gets found out. I live down there, know what I'm talking about. If you want a backbite, I vow, someone is bound to see you somehow. And it makes no difference to them who gets hurt, just as long as they can dish the dirt. I heard old Sister Jones ask Brother Wright, Deacon, can you do what you did last night? I sure feel improved. My spirit's moved. Won't you do what you did last night? Oh, hun, let's duplicate what you did last night. Sure was up to date what you did last night. You can call on me, better still, you can keep the key, long as you do what you did last night. Now there's good old Uncle Joe, he had an awful fright for repeating just a little bit too soon what he did last night. Almost broke his back, neighbors heard it crack, doing what he did last night. And there's Sister Black, she's had an awful fight, couldn't keep it to herself, had to signify about what she did last night. Now she's homesick in bed, bandages all around her head, for doing what she did last night. Oh, it makes me sick and tired when you stall a mess around. Rest your hat and coat and pull that shade on down. Anybody call, we're out, that's all, doing what we did last night. Come on and shake that thing, Papa, don't be so polite. Hold your mama close like you did last night. As I'm feeling kind of tight, you can lower the light so we can dance like we did last night. Don't misconstrue, dance like we did last night.
Ethel Waters and a complete session, August 21st, 1928, for the Columbia label. It's a 32nd session held in New York City, accompanied just by James P. Johnson on piano, and that was a delight. We listened to four titles, Lonesome Swallow, Guess Who's in Town, we heard My Handyman, and we wrapped it up with Do What You Did Last Night. Now, two of those, I believe, were on the same, they were the A and the B side of a single 78. The other two sides were on separate records, so the four sides were on three original 78s if you were buying them way back when. That's our Ethel Waters. We'll do it again next week. Next week will be the 33rd session. Let's see how many sides we've got. A couple at least here that look like they're pretty good. Up now is our vintage gospel set. We're going to listen to a sermon from the Reverend Isaiah Shelton, but before we do that, let's listen to the alphabetical four.
Children, go where I send them. How will you send them? I'm going to send them one by one. One was a holy baby. She was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send them. How will you send them? I'm going to send them two by two. Two was Paul and Silas. One was a holy baby. She was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send them. How will you send them? I'm going to send them three by three. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was the Paul and Silas. One was the holy baby. She was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send them. How will you send them? I'm going to send them four by four. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was the Paul and Silas. One was the holy baby. She was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send them. How will you send them? I'm going to send them five by five. Five was the gospel preacher. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was the Paul and Silas. One was the holy baby. That was born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children go harassing them. I'm going to send them 10 by 10, 10 by 10, that land. I thank God. Oh, yeah. Praise God. I thank God. Four worlds, the four that stood at the door, and three worlds, the Hebrew children. Two worlds, the Paul and Simon. One world, the holy baby. The was born, born, born in Bethlehem.
In the world, dies as Jesus being the eyewitness. And watch over you while that you sleep and slumber. The greatest bird that ever flew across the continent and said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man that hear my voice, harden not your heart. He stirred up the nest. And he stirred the world, and he stirred it to the wall. During war, he stirred the world. All the soldiers that are in the camp, he set a disease among the camp soldiers. Die up the world, up to my head, hallelujah to me. And he stirred the world of souls till it died. Every nation under the sun and said, my word is a word of peace. I stir up the cause. I'm able to still have peace. I'm reaching every individual. I'm able to give praise. Oh, yeah, in a fallen land. And set up my kingdom in the hearts of men and women and cry now in his name. May God bless you. Amen.
Oh, careless soul, why do you
full of gold.
Swan Silvertones on the King label, Careless Soul from December of 1950. We started the set with the alphabetical four on the Decca label, Go Where I Send Thee from January of 1940. Sandwiched in between was a sermon from the Reverend Isaiah Shelton, As the Eagle Stirreth Her Nest from March of 1927. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number three. We'll call on Jeff Levine to take us on up to station ID.